Yeah, my name is Jolene Griffin, and I am Director of Industry Relations at United Dairy Industry of Michigan. We are the Michigan Dairy Promotion Organization that works on behalf of all of Michigan's dairy farmers to connect consumers with dairy farm families, dairy farming practices, and the foods that we produce on our farms.
The Dairy Checkoff, kind of a run by appointed dairy farmers and board members that kind of oversee the work of the checkoff. Can you share a little bit more about that relationship between that board and what you're doing?
Yeah, as you mentioned, we do have a board of dairy producers that are represented from farms across the state, different sizes, different locations across the state. We also have processors represented on our board. They meet four times a year to help guide our programs. They provide input on how we're connecting with consumers. They get to hear updates on the successes that we have connecting with those consumers. And then they give us an overview of what they would like to see and how we can continue working on behalf of Michigan's dairy farm families.
Rolling out a new program within that board, it is really a mentor program to help new or younger farmers in the industry. Can you share more on how that got started and what the goal will be?
Yeah, this program is something that's near and dear to my heart. I come from a dairy farm family, and you know, working with the next generation is something that I think is so important to get them ready to take on leadership roles, not only on their own farms, but also in the industry. And that's a passion that I share with many of our board members. They actually came to us about a year ago and said that they would like to see us working with that next generation. We've led communication training and social media trainings for the next generation of dairy farmers, but this is an opportunity to provide them with some leadership skills and really to bring them into the checkoff or the dairy promotion organization so they can see how we're working on their behalf. They can hear the conversations that are taking place at board meetings. They can participate in the board meetings and really setting them up for success to be future leaders, whether that's in dairy promotion or it might be in their own cooperative or even a local organization in their own communities, like a church organization or a Kiwanis Club or Lions. So it's really helping that next generation to bring them up to speed and to bring them into the checkoff organization.
How were some of these farmers selected and maybe the activities they'll be participating in?
Yeah, so last fall we did a big press release with announcing the program. That was sent to all ag media across our state and also national media, national ag media, as well as the cooperatives themselves. And they were asked to share it with their farmers, you know, their readers if they were a publication, and then our board members as well. We wanted them to talk with the farmers in their area to see if they were interested. So there was an application process, and we did receive five applications from dairy farmers across the state. And these are farmers. Their operations range in different sizes. They have varying levels of commitment and within their own communities. But I think the thing that really struck us about all of them is that they're so interested in dairy promotion. They're already connecting with consumers in their own area, and this is just an opportunity for them to see how we're connecting with consumers across the entire state. And once we received all of those applications, we had a board committee for this program, and that committee met to review the applications. And they decided to take all five of the participants who applied and bring them into this pilot year of the board mentor program. So we're really excited to welcome all five of them. We think they'll learn a lot about promotion, about how meetings are run, how budgets are set, how, you know, the brainstorming that goes on to set these programs. And the very first meeting that they attended was the UDIM annual meeting 2 weeks ago.
Can you walk us through how long this program lasts before you get new participants and maybe some of the other activities they'll be involved in?
Yeah, the program will be an entire calendar year. So they were notified in the beginning of January that they had been accepted into the program. Like I said, they attended, or some of them were able to attend the annual meeting that we had in March. And the requirements of the program are that they attend two of the four UDIM board meetings. This will give them a good overview of all of the content that we cover at various meetings, whether that's the planning stages, the budget, or even the wrap-up like we had at our annual meeting. They are also going to be asked to participate in another UDIM program, so that might be our Fuel Up to Play 60 rally that's held in the fall, or even getting Jump with Jill, who is a singing registered dietitian who comes to different elementary schools and helps get kids excited. It might be helping with a milk drive or even doing something in their own community. We want them to see the programs really come to life. And then we're going to ask them to talk to their farmers and their communities, you know, those who they have connections with, and share some of these programs and successes and, you know, make sure that they're sharing their knowledge with their peers as well. And then we're going to ask them to come back to our annual meeting next year and share with our board members, you know, what they learned and what they liked about the program. This is our pilot year, so, you know, things might change in the future, but we're really excited to offer them a full overview of all of our programs and planning.
How important is it to be working with maybe some of those younger farmers to really at this beginning stage as they're setting their career?
Yeah, you know, the young farmers, they're our future leaders. And again, that could be within the dairy industry. It could be within their local communities. So it's really important for us and actually for anybody in the dairy industry to help guide these folks and give them the tools that they need to not only succeed on their own farms, but also within the industry. You know, these are folks who they have a lot of passion for dairy right now. And so we want to make sure that we're helping them in using that passion to connect with consumers and to promote the good products that we have. So helping them, you know, through this pilot program and even other programs and organizations is really going to benefit the future of agriculture, because we're setting them up to be leaders, not only in agriculture, but possibly across our state and country in the future.
Jolene, any last comments to wrap us up with?
Yeah, I would encourage other farmers out there listening, if you are interested in being involved in the Board Mentor Program for the calendar year of 2019, please send me an email. You know, you can contact us on our website, Milk Means More. Or if you have any, or if there are folks that have any other questions about dairy promotion, maybe how we're connecting with consumers, or if they're interested in getting promotional materials for farm tours or other events, they can definitely call us and we'd be happy to help make those connections.